and welcome to episode 448 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you watched the announcement this morning,
this very morning,
about the things coming up in 2022, or you're living in the moment with just what's right in front of you, we are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And boy, oh boy, was there a lot of news this morning.
So much news. If you need the condensed version, you do not have to go back and watch that hour-long preview.
No.
You can listen to the upkeep.
We did it for you.
We did it for you and in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can check it out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/goodluckhighfive, in your podcast feed. Just put in the upkeep. It's 10 minutes or less every week of Magic News, and this week we really crammed it all in there.
That's right. But we will now be going more in depth on all of the things that we heard about today.
Wow, and so many things it was. It was a lot, and it was varied.
Yes.
Not only did we find out about what sets are coming out next year, but stuff to look forward to in 2023.
2023?
I know.
I can't even imagine that year.
Sounds like the future.
Honestly.
Sounds like something out of Blade Runner, but it's next year. Yeah. I wish there was a word for that in
English.
Blade
Runner is already in the past. Right?
I think you're right. Like, I think it's like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah, the first Blade Runner is already in the past. Second Blade Runner is somewhat farther in the future, but...
But you see
still
what we're
overall,
saying.
Yeah.
It sounds like a long way away, but it's not.
No.
And we found out about supplemental
sets. Don't say
that.
It's a long way away. Okay? Anyways.
We found out about like Wizards plans for in-store play and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And a little bit more about upcoming sets.
It's wild. It's so much info.
So much info.
We'll give you all of our hot takes on it.
Yes. And I'll do it in a Georgia accent. I've been practicing. What do you think? I'm going to make you a peach pie, and then I'm going to set on fire. It's going to be peach pie flambé, Georgia style.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. I just realized last night I could do a very good Georgia accent. It's because I just recently watched broadcast news and also Raising Arizona, and it's really just a Holly Hunter impression.
Okay.
But I felt like I nailed it. I felt like I really nailed it. That and R2-D2 screaming, my two impressions.
All right.
Just all right. FYI. What's your best impression?
Myself.
Very important one.
A very important one. I don't know that I can... I've never felt very good at impressions, honestly.
They are hard.
Yeah.
You know?
I just can't capture it.
Nixon.
I don't know.
I just have a feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what? I'll come back next week.
Next week.
You can ask me to do a Richard Nixon impression on the podcast, and I will do my absolute best.
Now, if that's not a teaser to come back next week, I don't know what it is. But before we get to all the goodness that's coming up in the next couple of years for Magic, huge, enormous thank you to everybody who's a patron supporter over on patreon.com/glhfmagic.
Yes. Thank you especially to Matthew, Max, and Jason.
Wow, two Matthews!
Two Matthews! As you know, it is one of our great delights when we get two new patrons with the same first name.
I love it.
Shout out to Matthew, and to Max and Jason. One of you should consider changing your name to the other one, but don't both of you change.
No.
Because what if you both just swapped and you became Jason and Max?
Yeah.
That would be very weird.
Then we can't do that.
That would not achieve the matching that we're going for.
No,
here.
But if we can get all the Jasons next week, I would love three Jasons.
Three Jasons? Maria's looking for a trio of Jasons.
Three Jasons, and one of you has to be the killer from Friday the 13th. I want that specifically, that Jason.
I don't know that Jason has a lot of money to be throwing around.
They just mostly live at the bottom of a lake.
I was going to say, he like lives at the bottom of a lake at an abandoned summer camp. He's not making tons of money.
He's not rolling in it. Yeah, that's a good point. We talk about Jason on the show now twice. Anyway.
Yes.
Patreon, great way to support the show.
Yes, and thank you so, so much. We have our next patron-only tournament coming up, which is going to be a very fun time.
Really excited. It's coming up on the 18th.
Yes.
Starting at 10 a.m. Central, four rounds of best of three.
Yes, Gladiator. It's going to be so much fun. We had a blast last time. It usually goes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just, you get to hang out in the Discord while we all play and just chat with everybody.
It's really
which
nice.
Is so much fun. It's great.
P.S. We've got more prizes coming up for the winners.
Yes.
And people who we deem worthy of prizes, which it
could
be anybody.
You're all worthy of prizes.
It's a door prize.
Yes.
We've got these super sweet proxies from Sir Proxy.
Yes.
Spelled S-Y-R Proxy, and sent them over out of the goodness of their heart.
Look at these
shinies. These are so cool.
Look at this.
Look at this paradise mantle. I love them.
They're like holographic.
Panharmonicon. Look at that.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So you can support Sir Proxy over on Patreon, but donated a lot of these proxies for our tournaments.
Yes. Which is so kind.
If you play.
Very exciting.
You are entered to win some of these as well as other fabulous prizes. Yeah, I know they are. They're just great.
They're absolutely absurd.
So
get this high quality.
Look at this crater hoof. Are you kidding me? I love it.
Have some fun. And get some quality.
Yeah. So thank you so much, everybody. Patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Shout out as well to one of our amazing sponsors, Card Kingdom. You can head over to cardkingdom.com/GLHF and get anything you need for your magical life.
Anything.
Anything.
Anything. Dice. Deck boxes.
Cards. Singles.
Anything. Boosters.
Commander decks that they've made for $30 a pop.
Ugh. So much fun.
Awesome stuff.
They're so wonderful. You want to get people into the game, and Card Kingdom has so many great ways to help you get your friends into the game.
That's right. They've got starter decks that are based on colors, so it's just one color deck that'll help teach your friend the game. Really, really awesome stuff that they put extra time and thought into over there that no other company does. So
yeah. We
love Card Kingdom, and we highly encourage you to check them out. cardkingdom.com/GLHF.
Let's start with, we've talked a little bit about what's coming up with Midnight Hunt and Crimson Vow.
Yes.
So we know now that Midnight Hunt has kind of like a harvest festival style event at the center of it.
Into it.
And they say that like the day-night balance is all messed up, so werewolves are trying to take over.
You know what?
Which makes sense.
You know, I made a prediction about what werewolves might do in this set, and I feel like this day-night balance thing might lend a little credence to what I prophesied.
Yeah. Something about nighttime counters?
Yeah, it was like moon. It was like the moon counters.
The moon,
like when the moon was out, when it was full and when it was not full. Yeah, so we'll see if that comes true, but I don't know. That makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, and Crimson Vow, we know, is the vampire wedding set.
Yeah.
Olivia Voldaren is marrying another vamp.
Trying to take over all of Innistrad. Which vamp. I want an invitation to this wedding. I don't know about you.
Well, okay.
Now that I say that.
I guess, here's my, like, if you were a vamp, you would want an invite to this
big
wedding.
Time.
I think as a person, you don't want an invite to the wedding.
Because you're the dinner.
You're dinner, yes. Like, you are part of the hors d'oeuvres, the past hors d'oeuvres.
Megan, if somebody offered to vamp you, would you say yes?
No.
That was so quick. You don't want to be an immortal blood-sucking creature of the undead?
No. I like being me. Would you?
Absolutely.
Maria, you lose your soul.
What does that mean, though?
I think that you, not you.
Not
That's
we're gonna
my
have,
opinion.
We can't even start this discussion.
I know, this is going to be like a full-on, what does it mean to be a vampire?
We're going to go into the whole, right, what does it mean to be human?
Right, like vampires, like right in the Buffyverse, vampires like become completely different people.
Yes, that is accurate.
Because you do not have a soul anymore.
Yeah.
In Dracula, it just straight up kill you. There's no, you're becoming a vamp.
Yeah. In True Blood, you're just kind of the same person, but now you drink blood for sustenance.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So I guess it kind of goes with like which vampire lore.
Yeah. If I had to have the angry vampire feeding face from Buffy, then I don't think I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
They look really
and
creepy.
It wouldn't be you.
Yeah. Because the only reason Angel is still has a soul is
he got him soul back.
I think that was the one liner on the episode. He got him soul back.
Oh yeah, that Giles says it. Oh yes, he got him soul back. Do you remember when Giles turned out to be the awful person in Ted Lasso? That's
him?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Giles. Happy you're getting work, buddy.
Yeah. And he's so, if you haven't watched Ted Lasso, it's amazing. He's so good as he's so hateable in it.
Excellent.
He's so the villain, and he's really plays it well. So props to him. Anyways.
Moving on from our tangent.
Yes. What else is there to talk about when you talk about Innistrad?
I mean, it's so true.
I would werewolf.
Oh, okay. Well, what the heck?
You're still a person. You're still yourself most of the time.
I don't know. This is a horse apiece here, in my opinion.
A horse apiece? What does that even mean?
It means both of them, you are, you know, a weird creature of the night.
Okay. I mean, I just think that I would be
okay,
a werewolf.
If you would be a werewolf, tweet at us with the hashtag, make your hashtag.
Hashtag...
Team Wolf.
Hashtag, yeah, wolves.
This does have to do with your last name.
No. I'm just saying.
Okay, my hashtag, if you would be a vampire, hashtag blood party.
I was going to say suck that.
Yeah.
Yes. No, don't.
Don't use that one.
Don't use that one.
Hashtag I suck. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, these are going to be the conversations that are important to have with the release of these sets.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of the release of these two sets, here's something new that we learned.
Yeah.
They're going to release at the start of next year something called Innistrad Double Feature.
Which is very fun. Like old school, like scary movie double feature.
I love it. They're going to put both of these sets together in a pack, and they're going to give all of the cards in that pack brand new art, and then you can draft it like its own set.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool because we don't really do that anymore since we don't cross-pollinate our sets.
Yeah.
We're not releasing them in little bunches.
Just one of...
Yeah, one-offs now.
For each one.
So,
yeah. That's pretty cool.
I think it's really neat, and it'll be a way to give something fresh to do in January, which, like, sometimes...
It's always a drag of a month,
It's
man.
A drag of a month in Magic Land.
Yes.
So, that's really cool.
But not every time can be an exciting time.
That's true. Otherwise, all times would be boring times, you know?
Exactly.
You need the rain for the rainbow. Magic gets that.
Yeah, sure. speaking of Midnight Hunt and Crimson Vow, rotation is coming.
Yes.
Thank
Oh, my goodness. God.
So we're finally saying goodbye to like a lot of stuff.
Throw I can't wait. Can't wait. Yep.
That's the number one.
Number one.
That's all. Throw that's all you really need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Ikoria's going.
Ikoria's gone. Yeah, it's going to be a whole new world. It's going to be so interesting. I'm really, really curious to see what will happen with the release of Midnight Hunt and what Standard will look like. Because
who knows?
We just have no idea because we've been so suffocated by these sets for so long.
Yes. Bone Crusher Giant has single-handedly stomped like all
every creature
deck diversity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
it has been, I will be most joyful bidding farewell forever to Bonecrusher Giant.
100%. It's going to be like the Wild West, except it's going to be like a gothic horror town.
Yeah.
Instead. Yeah. I mean, we now have breathing room for all these sets that never got their day in the sun, that didn't get to show off their core mechanics and whatever. I mean, hopefully.
If you ever want to read a book that is zombie old frontier town, Dread Nation is what you're looking for.
I thought you were just going to say, if you ever want to read a book, you should. You should.
You should.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good rec.
Yeah.
That's what we know about the new sets coming up here. Midnight Hunt previews are going to start on the 2nd of September at 9 a.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/magic.
Yeah.
With Joe Mangiello of True Blood, who's going to be showing off some new cards. I don't really know what that means, but he's going to be involved somehow. He was just on the new Game Nights playing with Becca Scott and, of course, Jimmy and Josh. So we knew he was a Magic player already. So they're like trying to get their celebs in. They're like, hey, buddy.
Come on in here.
Come be in this.
You a spook.
And, you know, you get werewolves and vampires and stuff. You're on that show.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's when previews are officially going to kick off. We've got a sweet preview card, everybody.
Ooh.
All I can say is I think it will be very good.
Wow.
There you go. Right. Hot take.
That is a hot take.
Yeah, so that's what we know about the upcoming sets for the rest of this year and kind of into next.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Should we stay on the topic of new sets? Like new regular big sets? Or should we...
Should we, like, do the other stuff in between before we get back to them?
I don't know.
I know. It's a tough choice.
It really is. I think that we should just do, let's talk new sets.
Okay, all new stuff.
Because, like, that's the most important stuff.
It is the most exciting.
That is the headliners.
Yeah, and we had to wait on that preview stream. Whew, they put them at the end.
Did we? Of course they did. They're like, we know what you're here for. We're not going to do that.
We've seen the 10 o'clock news. Yeah, okay, so here we go. New stuff coming out, starting off next year, kicking it off with Kamigawa Neon Dynasty.
Kamigawa, the plane that people thought that they would perhaps never, ever return
to. Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
And in a way, they kind of haven't.
Yeah.
Because this is Kamigawa 2,000 years in the future after the last set.
So the art that they've released so far with just a couple of key images has been gorgeous. They describe it as neon ninjas and cyberpunk samurai in an optimistic future.
Yes.
So the opposite of a dystopian future, I suppose. It looks gorgeous.
It is very gorgeous art. We saw the art for a new, quote, cyber ninja planeswalker who has a little origami raccoon friend.
Oh, it's so cute.
I didn't catch anything else about this because I blacked out as soon as I saw that raccoon.
Megan typed it in all caps in our show notes. I'm
passed right out.
Yeah, it looks super, super cute. And I know a lot of people are really looking forward to Kamigawa. Like, it's a set I think that a lot of people either, like, kind of started playing on.
Yeah.
That we know it's well before our time. But
it holds a lot of, like, strange nostalgia sway.
Absolutely.
Over players longer in the game than we are.
Yeah. And they said, you know, you're going to have new mechanics, returning mechanics, of course. And Kamigawa's home to a lot of mechanics people loved, like ninjutsu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we've got a cyberpunk, we've got a cyber ninja planeswalker, so it only follows.
I feel like there will probably be.
There'll be ninjas.
Yes.
There you go.
That seems likely.
I feel comfortable calling that.
Yeah. They say that they worked with a lot of, like, cultural developers on this.
Yes.
And a lot of, like, consulted with a lot of people to try and get it, you know.
Right? Not
to
wrong?
To get it right. To get it not wrong.
Not wrong, I think, is most important.
Is most important, yes. Yeah. But I will say it was very awkward. I don't know. I felt like on the broadcast, they put Jimmy on the spot to be like,
yeah, I do
say
too.
That you're excited for this as the only Asian person on this broadcast right now. And it was like, probably start being culturally appropriate by not doing that.
Like, I'm sure he was like, cool. But like, you know,
I'm sure, but it's just weird optics.
It's just weird. At least they're trying and they're making an effort. I will say that.
Yeah.
We'll see how everybody feels about it. Once it comes out, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
If people feel comfortable and awesome about playing the set.
Yeah.
We'll that's the first one.
Have to see.
Coming out at the start of 2022.
Yes. Next up is Streets of New Capenna.
Now, this is a brand new sparkling plane.
Yes, a new plane. I will say, every time we go back to a new plane or we go to a new plane and it's not Vryn, I want to chuck something out a window.
Megan really wants to go to Vryn.
I've literally been waiting for Vryn since they mentioned it in passing as Jace's home world.
So why do you want to go?
Because it just seemed cool.
Because it's got like rings?
Yes, like huge mage rings.
The mage ring network?
Yes, and like the big sphinx.
Oh yeah, the sphinx.
Yeah.
Who can see through minds.
Yes, exactly. Who can manipulate minds. I don't know. I feel like at this point, they teased it so long ago and they were just like, never mind.
I mean, there's always the option. It seems like they've done a teeny bit of development on already, so I feel like it's a good...
Anyways, but New Capenna looks very cool.
Yeah, New Capenna, this is going to be like 1920s, gangster movies, film noir.
Lots of the Kiara had like a demon in a pinstripe suit.
Really cool.
Which was very cool.
I love this theme.
I also really like to think about the tailor that's out there making specifically pinstripe suits for demons.
That's got to be a tough job.
It's got to be really hard. You have to imagine having to put together a gorgeous suit coat, but also it has to have spots for wings.
Yeah, you got
to
cut the wing holes in the back.
And how does the demon get its wings through the wing holes? Because the wing itself is bigger than the base of the wing.
Yeah, you would have to do some real gymnastics there on your sewing machine.
Maybe it's just like a front and then it... There's not really a back on it at all. It just is like...
It's like a cape?
Around the waist.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, you know, like...
So you throw it over the back of the wings and then you secure it with two side things.
It's, yeah, like kind of like a cummerbund at the bottom.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Okay, we solved it. Anyways, we thought it would be hard. Never mind.
I'm sure that all of you were wondering how a demon wears a suit.
I mean...
A demon with wings wears a suit. Not critical. Being the demon probably doesn't critical. Have much of a much trouble. But anyways, also, the demon was like very ripped. It's like making a suit...
Huge shoulders.
Huge shoulders. Like making a suit for... Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, somebody
if Dwayne
in
Johnson
their football
had
pads.
Enormous wings.
Yeah. So congrats to all the tailors on New Capenna.
Yes. Doing great work.
So, yeah. The deal with this set.
Yes. There are... It's a set of three-color crime families. So they say the city was originally built by angels, but of course now demon crime families run it instead.
I wonder what their demon crime is.
I mean, how... Okay.
I'm just saying, is it like we're running liquor or souls?
If everyone is in crime, is it crime anymore?
Yeah. Great question. Or is it just normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But does this three color thing make you think of something in particular, Megan?
It makes me think of Cons of Tarkir.
Cons of Tarkir.
there.
Yep, exactly.
Which we love.
All-time great draft format.
Yes. Oh, I still think about it sometimes.
Yeah, I think this makes me very excited when I saw that.
Yes. I wonder, like, it also makes me think, right? Like, one of the ways that they worked around three colors was by putting morph in. Can we get morph in this?
Morph! Ooh, I hope so. Ooh,
but was morph... No, morph was not originally in Kamigawa.
I don't know where morph came from.
Mixing it up with ninjutsu, I think, okay. In my mind. Anyways, they also say this plane has a special meaning to Elspeth.
Okay.
Which, Elspeth seems like she would not run in the demon crowd.
But is she from here? Do we know where Elspeth is from?
I think we do.
Okay. I don't know.
But maybe we don't.
Maybe it's her home plane, New Capenna. And she's like, oh, my angels built this. Or maybe her angel family built this. I mean, she's not an angel. What am I trying to say?
Yeah.
Maybe she was friends with the angels who originally built this. Yeah. She's going to come back and clean up these streets. So many, many years ago, I can't remember where we were for a magic tournament. I wanted to say it was Victoria. We were wandering around and I took a picture of an old 1920s Art Deco building with steel angels on the side of it. And I tweeted it and I was like,
here's inspiration
for a new magic set. And I saw this today and I was like immediately reminded of that photo.
That building was wild.
So like, I've already gotten vibes from that photo of this set. So I'm like, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Elspeth is a planeswalker from an unknown plane dominated by Phyrexians.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Seems unlikely unless...
I don't know.
They are going to change that? I don't know.
Elspeth's coming in and she's going to be the new sheriff in town and clean up this demon crime with her long staff and her undead, now reincarnated, what do you want to call it, soul?
What... This is wild.
What?
Okay. Elspeth's life... where did it go? Elspeth's life immediately prior to her planeswalker spark igniting was spent as a prisoner along with many other beings locked tightly away and tortured.
Oh, geez.
In this prison, the Phyrexians of her homeworld tended to those Phyrexians they felt were insane. Elspeth and her peers were a distraction meant to soothe the insanity of the flawed Phyrexians.
What? That's messed up!
So when her warden came for her, she responded instinctively with a spell and planeswalked away to Theros. She was only 13.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, so she kind of like wandered around a whole bunch. She like wandered to Bant. She wandered on Theros. So I guess one of the places that she wandered must have been New Capenna.
Oh, interesting.
Unless New Capenna is
her
secret Phyrexian.
I mean, maybe. We've been seeing little Phyrexian stuff coming in here and there. I honestly was expecting Phyrexia to be part of this announcement because we've seen so many glimmers of it.
But maybe they're playing it even slower.
Playing the long game. I see you, yeah. Wizards. I see you.
Ooh, but very exciting. After New Capenna comes the 30th anniversary return to Dominaria.
Yay!
Which people loved last. It was an amazing draft set last time.
It was
time.
An epic draft set.
Very cool. This one is called Dominaria United.
Yeah, so if you've never been to Dominaria, think classic high fantasy. This is where Magic started. It was a plane that they remained on through Alpha, Beta, and a couple of their very early sets. There just like wasn't a new plane, right? So Dominaria is kind of like the origin of everything magic and such a cool story. If you want to know more about the Dominaria story, we did a drunk history about it.
Yeah.
Which
it's not technically drunk.
No,
but
they're not drunk.
It is absolutely absurd.
In the style of drunk history.
Yes.
You can listen to the entire story if you Google it. But yeah, this was a fabulous set and I am so excited to return.
Yes. And I can't believe... Magic turns 30 next year.
I feel like I was just looking at the Magic 25th anniversary playmat I have hanging on my wall.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
I mean, you might have been looking at it yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
That's
that
how things hanging on a wall work.
I mean, but I mean like 25. And yeah. I'm like, oh, look.
I feel 25. Like I was just eating that cupcake that they handed out at GP Las Vegas for the 25th anniversary. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
There was so many there was cupcakes at multiple events.
Yes, there was cake. There was a lot
always
of cake.
Always cake. So maybe on the 30th, there'll just always be cake at every event you go to.
That would be great.
I feel like
I would not be upset if there was just always cake.
Not unexpected. Precedent, Wizards. This is precedent we're talking about here.
That's right.
We need cupcakes.
Anyways.
Yes. And we're staying on Dominaria.
Dominaria for the Brothers War.
Oh.
So this is the old school feud between Urza and Mishra that engulfed Dominaria back in the day.
Yes.
And we have never actually seen it.
You know what? Because we mentioned it already, I'm going to put the link to the show notes into our completely accurate history videos, because they're very silly and they explain Urza and Mishra, just in case you don't know about them.
If you're like, what is going on? Yeah, we touch on the Brothers War.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
So I think there's a blender. There's a blender as part of it.
Yeah, there is. There is.
I'm not kidding.
There's a blender.
There's a blender involved.
We have our cosplay friends from Loading Ready to Run in these videos, and Marshall Sutcliffe makes an appearance.
Although not.
But you won't know it's him.
You would know. I mean.
I mean, you might.
You might. He didn't quite fit the costume. Yeah.
But yes, the Brothers War, a lot of enfranchised players very excited for that set, because it's kind of a love letter to old school players who understand this relationship and have been waiting for this for a long time. Mm-hmm. So here's what I did. I did a poll, very scientific, on our Twitter account to ask which set you're most looking forward to. Which one do you think, Megan, has the most votes as of just being up for only a little bit?
Kamigawa.
Yes, accurate. Kamigawa is leading the poll with 43%.
Wow.
New Capenna, 21%. Dominaria United, 10%. And Brothers War, 26%.
Wow.
Which actually was what I would probably expect.
I'm very surprised. Like, it says a lot about all the stuff coming up that Dominaria is, like, the lowest one.
Yeah, because it's not, it doesn't have, like, the hook.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like, ooh, the Brothers War. Ooh, neon ninjas. Ooh, gangsters that are demons. It's like, oh, that's Dominaria.
Oh, it's Dominaria.
But I don't care. That's what I'm most excited for.
We love Dominaria.
Which one do you like the best?
I am tentatively very excited for Kamigawa.
Yeah.
It has a different vibe than a lot of magic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, yeah. I'm, like I said, tentatively excited about it.
Very excited to see the art. It looks great. Ryan Pancoast, magic artist, tweeted like that. If you like his art, you should be very excited for this upcoming year, because he did a lot of work for Kamigawa.
Oh.
And his stuff's really good. So that is another reason I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, really cool sets announced coming up next year.
Cool.
All right. So let's talk about all the stuff that's not the main core sets.
Oh my God.
Even though there's not a core set.
There's so
you see what I'm saying.
Much of it. I mean, let's start with the most important thing, Maria.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new onset.
New onset!
I am so excited. Yay! We had so much fun with the last one.
Yeah, we did.
It was just an absolute blast. This one is called Unfinity.
So Mark Rosewater showed up to the announcement in the announcement video wearing a spacesuit.
And yelling.
And yelling, as is classic.
Which is, I just love it so much.
I want to say, we've worked with him before, and we have had to put his microphone, his lav, down on his belly button because he's so loud.
Yes.
And there's no way around it. And he definitely clipped the microphones of that production company too, so I didn't feel so bad.
Amazing. Amazing. Yes. Like, we definitely.
Yep.
Anyway.
Mark is loud.
But this is, they say that they designed this one as a top-down set.
Yes.
So that's where they start with the flavor first.
Yeah.
And then they work from there. And this
much
is
like
a,
an ice cream cone. Gotta start with the flavor first. You know what I mean?
Wait. I'm going to push back on that. Hold on a second. I would argue that if you're eating an ice cream cone, you're absolutely correct. You got to start at the top and work your way down. But when you're picking it, the first thing that you pick is whether you want cup or cone.
Yeah, that is true.
So, but always eat your ice cream cone complex. Top down.
Top down design ice cream.
Anyways, retro science fiction space amusement park.
Great theme,
yes.
First of all.
And they used even more like arcade circus amusement park.
Yeah, I've been wanting a set in space and magic for forever. What does that mean, Maria?
I don't know. It can mean 500 so things.
But this definitely fits the bill.
Yes, there's new and returning unset mechanics.
Great.
And like they showed some art of like the woman who runs the space circus amusement park arcade. And she looked
so cool.
So cool.
The art looks great.
The whole thing looked amazing.
Colorful, vibrant, reminds me a lot of the last unset that we played with.
And it looked like stepping into that space that they were describing. Like I saw all of the elements that they were talking about in there, which is
100%.
Very cool. 100%. We know that there will be like borderless, full art,
Spacic
lands.
Spacic! Get it?
Spacic.
Spacic! Some other fun fact we learned about this is that our friends from another Canadian mother, Loading Ready Run, did card naming and flavor text for this set.
Very cool.
Which is very cool.
So fun.
Yeah. So let's hope we get up there for the PPR, because that's the last time we were there.
It is the last time we were there.
So I'm just saying, aww, it would only make sense. Unsets.
Wink, wink.
So if you've never played Unsets before, they're totally unique, magical experiences.
They're just silver so border. Fun. They're so silly. They're lighthearted. They're incredible.
Yeah, you can put them in commander decks if your opponents are okay with that. And you can draft them, which is the main way to have fun with Unsets.
Yeah.
So here for that.
All right. We also know that there's going to be Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate. So this is like the last Commander Legends set where you draft it and then you play in a pod. You get to pick two cards out of the 20-card booster.
Yeah, it's a really weird draft experience.
It really is. They're going to have D&D Monster Manual card styles. They'll say they're going to be on more than just creatures.
Love it.
Yeah. I worked on this one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you like this one?
I can't tell you anything about it. You can't tell me
if you even liked it?
I did like it. Obviously, I liked it.
We got it out of her. Okay. Yeah, I think this is very cool. It's a really fun way to play Commander, especially because we don't play Commander all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I recall playing this. I think we were in Vegas or something drafting this. And it was really fun because you sit down and draft your Commander deck.
Yes.
Boom.
And you, like, yeah, the drafting, too, like, helps you pick more partner commanders and stuff like that, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I had a really good time working on it.
It looks cool. It looks cool.
Then Jumpstart 2022 will also be on tabletop.
Yeah, so Jumpstart this year coming out on Arena in 2 days.
Yes.
From the release of
last year, it was both paper and arena.
Yes.
And so next year, it will return paper and arena.
Okay, great.
46 different themes. 51 new cards.
Wow.
So, and lots of new ones like Eldrazi. I'm kind of excited for an Eldrazi Jumpstart
booster. I want the Eldrazi booster.
Cool.
So they also say they're going to include a, quote, anime card in every pack.
Ooh.
Don't really know what that means, but all right.
And then there's also Double Masters.
Huh?
Which is two rares and two foils in every pack. It's a reprint set in a multicolor draft format.
And that's coming out next summer.
Yes.
So this is a lot of stuff. This is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. All of this coming out in 2022.
Jeez, so much stuff. And Maria, Louise, we haven't even covered all of
it. We haven't. There's more. Can you believe this? There's more. We're not done. Okay?
There's more.
Speaking of extra sets and Commander and whatever.
Ah.
Okay, so we knew this was happening. Yes. Universes Beyond.
Yes.
Warhammer 40K.
That's coming out next year. It is going to be for Commander decks.
So cool. If you love Warhammer, this is going to be your jam.
Great.
They all have Warhammer art. We saw some of it today. It looked really sweet. It's also going to have a secret lair associated with it, I believe.
Yep.
And
do you know what? It is like we love the pre-con Commander decks.
Yeah.
So honestly, like this seems like a sick way to get people who like Warhammer to have like a nice fun intro to Magic.
Absolutely.
And people who like playing Magic to have a new kind of
universe
Commander experience.
Yeah, and Warhammer is like one of the biggest universes that exists in fandom. So like
I assume 40K means 40,000 flavors of Warhammer.
I mean, it's like endless. So it's really neat that they have this enormous pool to dive into for this stuff.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, let's get into controversy.
Yes, this Knuckle one crap. Isn't coming until 2023.
Yeah.
But there's Lord of the Rings, Tales of Middle-earth, that they are making a full set.
That's right.
A full set of Lord of the Rings, which honestly makes sense just based on the scope of Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
Because the scope of Lord of the Rings is...
If they were like, we're making Commander decks of this, I would be like, okay.
How could you?
I would be like,
how could you make just a Commander deck of this?
I couldn't stop there.
Tolkien wrote other languages for it.
He invented a language which is speakable.
Absolutely absurd.
Based on Welsh. Yeah. Anyway, so...
maybe not because you went to a different school than I did, but did your college ever offer any Elvish? Fantasy languages?
No!
Oh, man. Like, semesters would come around at UT where they would offer Elvish, like Tolkien Elvish and Klingon. And it wasn't like multi, I don't think that was, they were multi-semester languages. Like they were just single semester languages or single year languages.
That's the coolest thing. But
like you could literally spend a semester learning Klingon.
Oh my God.
A semester learning Elvish.
They did host Klingon language camps up here, which I almost took when I was little, but I just never did for some reason. I don't know why not. What a little pitach I was. Anyway, that's some Klingon for you. But like, that's so cool. No, it was, you know, French, German, Russian.
Anyways, Spanish. I like, at the time I was like, why would I do this? But in retrospect, I'm like, I should have done that.
That's so cool.
Because it was really cool.
If your university has that, that is literally the reason I will go to your school.
If you are going to the University of Texas at Austin, they still offer those courses.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I take one of them.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I mean, that's just like, right? Because it's so huge.
Oh,
I'm happy they're doing a whole set.
I agree. And I think most people wouldn't be unhappy about the full set part.
Right.
If it's like, do you know what? You can have a special draft experience, like an unset maybe.
Right.
It's just this. But it is going to be modern and historic legal.
So this is the sticking point for a lot of people.
Yes.
That they are upset
about.
That
we're like, what?
What? So let me first explain Watsi's reasoning behind this. They said because, you know, Lord of the Rings is so huge and expansive, they wanted the opportunity for the most people to play with the cards as possible instead of just having like a one-off set that you never hear from again.
Mm-hmm.
And they said because it's such a good match flavorfully with the rest of Magic that it just slots in so nicely with the universe that's already created that they didn't feel weird about putting it into modern or into historic. Your thoughts?
I don't know. It is weird.
It is weird.
Oh, I don't know, right? Because on the one hand, it's not like it's just secret lairs, right? It's like its own draftable set.
Yes.
So it's not like you can be mad because it's going to be... Like, I feel like if they were like, oh, obviously if it was just secret lairs, like they had talked about the Walking Dead cards being legal.
Right.
Then it's like, yes, be mad. Because if it's going to be harder to get, that's absurd.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just going to be a set that people draft.
Correct.
I think that in my personal opinion, I'm going to make myself absolutely fine with the idea that, like, this could just be another facet of the multiverse, right? Like, who's to say that this isn't just a plane in the multiverse?
Middle Earth is just a plane in the multiverse, everybody.
They get on that ship and they sail off to who knows where at the end. Spoiler alert for Lord of the Rings, everybody.
Yeah.
Who knows where they're going?
The Summerlands.
They all become planeswalkers after that.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to the quote-unquote Summerlands, but for all you know, that just means you're going to fall off a waterfall at the end of the Earth and die.
No, it's where the original... Look, I read the Silmarillion this summer.
I know that technically it's a technically place that exists.
That already is there anyway. But yes, I understand your point.
I'm saying that the Summerlands has enough of like a mythological quality in it. One, it could just be a way of
Chandra's
saying
like,
they die and go to die and go to heaven.
That too. So
just like the end of Narnia. Spoiler alert for the end
we're
of the Narnia
everything
series.
Everything today. Everything is spoiled. So here's the long and short of it, too, is that how many of these cards are going to end up actually being played in modern or historic?
Exactly. It's going to be like
two,
three.
You know, like the one true ring is going to be a reprint of Sol Ring.
That would actually be very funny. That'd be great.
Or whatever. Gandalf would probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Yeah, it's going to be a little weird.
It's going to be a little weird. We saw art of Gandalf.
We did see art of Gandalf.
Which was kind of cool.
Looked all magically.
It.
Really pretty.
Yes.
I mean, gosh, I suppose it has. I got to see what, how it
yeah, Maria,
plays
how
out.
Do you feel?
I really want to see what happens. I will say it is a little bizarre. It is a tiny bit bizarre.
It is a little bit bizarre.
But I love Lord of the Rings. So like
over here getting on my butt about how the Summerlands is a real place.
It's real. I went there.
I mean, you never see stuff happen there, Maria. That's just heresy.
No, I'm just talking about like before, you know, the hobbits, you know, in the before times.
But I'm saying we never see events take place there. We're only told that things come from there in the before times.
Oh, so you, okay, I see what
don't
you're saying.
Don't believe what you don't see with your own eyes.
I'm going to...
In the case of Lord of the Rings.
Withhold judgment, I think, onto the... But I honestly don't mind. I'm not somebody who's in the chat being like, boo, which a lot of people were. I think... Here's my position. It's a little weird. I'm going to wait and see what happens. I'm pretty okay with it because I think the fandoms overlap pretty easily, or excuse me, the flavor. So
and
you know,
the fandoms, honestly,
that's okay. I'm okay with it. Tepidly okay. Let's put it that way.
I like tepidly okay.
Yeah.
So this Lord of the Rings set will also have be on Magic Online,
yes,
on Arena.
On Arena.
And have a secret lair, at least one, and four commander decks.
I'm excited for this to be on Arena.
Same.
Very cool. We haven't had a set that was meant for Modern on Arena ever before.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet.
But that's not until 2023. Yeah. So you have a lot of time to think about what the Summerlands means to you.
What does Summerlands mean to you? Tweet at us with the hashtag summertime. Okay. Some more universes beyond, if you will.
Oh my goodness.
We're not done.
This one made me want to put my head in a wall.
This one was too far for Megan. Remember when we were like, what will be too far? Didn't we decide it was like,
I think South Park was like one of mine.
It was something like that. It was like, I was going to say King of the Hill, but it wasn't. Oh, Rick and Morty. Maybe.
Oh,
we were
that
like,
would be, yep. That would be too much for me.
This one was over the line for
Fortnite
Megan.
Fortnite was this. It was too much. Fortnite. Yes. Two secret lair drops.
But like, whatever. It's just reprints.
Exactly. Also, so who cares? So I guess it's actually not that bad. Yeah. It's just the art of them. So fine. If you like Fortnite, party on, man.
You got your stuff. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just reprints. Yes. Street Fighter.
This one's kind of cool. I love old arcade games.
Yeah. Street Fighter, great game. Everyone knows it.
Yes.
They previewed Chun-Li's art.
Yes. Which did look really cool, actually.
Great.
I really liked it.
Those legs could kill you.
And
they will.
Yeah, that's the point.
She's multi-kicker, which is also very funny.
Yes.
But
delightful.
These cards are not going to be reprints. These are going to be mechanically unique cards.
Yes. So, of course, that means that they will have traditional Magic versions added to the, quote, list.
Yes.
6 months after they're released.
Yeah. So if you're like, oh, I want the Chun-Li, but not...
not with that
Chun-Li.
Art.
Chun-Li.
Which is wild because that art is...
seems strange.
Very good, but...
but... whatever. You will be able to get it. It might be a little tough, but it will exist.
Yes, it will exist.
For you.
And there's a super drop happening right now.
Yes.
Which is the Out of Time super drop.
So the first one is called Teferi's Time Trouble, which sounds like a cartoon.
It really does.
Or Teferi Oz.
It's so... This one is probably my favorite, though.
This is the best
that
one.
They showed. Which is, it's Karn, Dak Faden, and 3-mana Teferi, all in like old border and with their rule, like their
old
text,
oracle text,
like, is old oracle text, and it is delightful.
It's so
it's like
funny.
It's a brick of text on each of them.
I love it.
It's so much fun.
Really, yes. Really, really
also,
cool.
I really, really like this.
Yeah, these were the best. I agree.
Yeah.
The other ones they released were Kamigawa Ink, which were
those were very
pretty ink drawings.
Yes.
And two new artist series, Johannes Voss and Thomas Baxa.
Yes, and then Mathis for Blockers, which is like a very geometric base.
Yeah, they probably just found an artist that they really dug.
I feel like that's what happened.
And made this
yes,
one.
Yes, they're like, okay.
Here you go. Yeah, so that's all of the new secret lairs. There's also a new cat one. I can't remember much. It's about that one, but that one they didn't talk about on the stream, but there's information about it.
Oh my goodness. We haven't talked about one of the coolest things that because we like these a lot.
Yeah.
Which is they're making Pioneer Challenger decks.
Really cool.
And we have always been huge proponents of the Challenger decks.
Yes.
Because they're just such an easy way to get into competitive Magic.
100%.
Right? You have these pre-con commander decks and stuff like that for if you want to get into more casual play. But if you're just looking for something that you can unbox and head to a tournament with, the Challenger decks are it.
Yeah, so these are great, especially since we've been having kind of like a break from Pioneer through the pandemic. We haven't heard much of it.
I feel like it's a great way to like kickstart the format again.
For
like,
sure.
Let's get it back going. Like, let's make it easy for people to pick up these Pioneer Challenger decks. Get into it.
And play some Pioneer. They come with a sideboard. They come with a box. They're released on the 15th of October. And they've got Auras of Auras as one of the decks.
Yeah.
Featuring my boy SRAM.
Nice.
So I'm here
right
for
there
this.
On the box.
Yeah. I'm excited.
There's also Azorius Spirits.
Uh-oh.
If you want to do that, I guess that's your choice. There's also a Mono Red Burn and a Lotus Field combo.
Oh, cool.
Which is delightful.
Yeah, so these are a great entry point into the format. Adapt them as you see fit.
So I just wanted to touch on those, even though it's one of the more like, you know, like cut and dried things that's being released. I really like that they've expanded these to Pioneer.
So one other thing I will say about Pioneer is a lot of people had questions about, because remember, Pioneer was slowly being added to Arena.
Yes.
And then they kind of knocked that off their to-do list.
Yeah.
they say that that is, they are moving toward a future where Pioneer is on Arena. So it's not off of their radar. Let's put it that way. I wonder if that means,
like, are Pioneer and Historic going to slowly, like, two halves of a Venn diagram, two circles that are slowly approaching each other and becoming a Venn diagram. First they kiss, then they become a Venn diagram, and then they become the same circle?
Gosh, I don't think so.
You think Historic, like, why would Historic exist if Pioneer is on Arena? Because Historic is about all of the cards that are legal on Arena being a format. I think Pioneer would just be that.
Maybe the morphing of Historic into digital only shenanigans.
Okay.
That would be my reasoning.
Right. You're right. But, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I mean, I hope they get it on there because it was a really fun format. We had fun with it before the pandemic hit. So glad to see them putting a little bit of support behind it in paper.
Yes.
And they're going to put out standard ones too, FYI.
Yeah. Speaking of pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what else to call it at this point.
Uh-huh.
There were no announcements about organized play.
No.
Which a lot of people, I think, were looking for.
Yeah.
This.
I think people were expecting it, kind of, which is kind of like, oof.
Yeah. But they say that they are starting small because of the pandemic, which makes sense. I kind of understand. Like, you're in a place right now where it's like, you don't know when people are going to be able to.
No.
Like, travel internationally with regularity and safety.
They talked about it in their post preview stream as well, that also within states and within cities, rules are different.
Yes.
So
it's
like
true.
Capacity, masking, whatever. Like, can you imagine?
How are you supposed to, like, are you going to, no hate to people who live in Florida who listen to this, because I get that it's like, if you're listening to this podcast and you live in Florida, it's just like, that's where you happen to live, and you're probably not a Florida person. Like, you're not a
quote unquote Florida person.
You're not a Ron DeSantis.
Yes. Okay.
Like, you are not personally.
And if you
Ron
are
DeSantis,
Ron DeSantis,
unless you are, in which case, Ron DeSantis, if you're listening to this podcast, what's up, buddy? What's happening
hey,
over
Ron,
there?
Just give us a call. We just want to talk about a few things.
But no, right? Like, you can't ask a bunch of people to go to an event in Orlando right now. That's not a thing.
No.
I wouldn't go.
No. So, like, they're like, reality check. We have to organize these tournaments, or we need to pay people to organize these. What a nightmare.
Yes.
Okay? So please get off their backs about it, everybody. It will happen. We just can't do it right now. And it makes total sense that we can't do it right now, okay?
We know that there's, like, the combined Innistrad set championship essentially coming up in December.
Yes.
But that's kind of all we know for now.
Yeah. So, and they did say, hey, they're working on some new kind of organized play structure situation, but they're not ready to announce it.
Okay.
I wish they were too, but
yes,
we're just not. So there you go. That's an update on OP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Geez. Okay.
I know.
Oh, there is this other new announcement about Arena, in that we were going to have drafts for Arena Opens.
Arena Opens! Oh, I can't believe that we waited
almost
till
forgot
the end to get that in there.
Hey,
because
we saved the best for last.
You are psyched.
I'm so excited.
I'm also psyched.
Wow, Arena
it's
Opens
really cool.
are one of my favorite things.
And now you can do draft.
Now I can do draft. Oh. All right, let's go. Let's
I'm really
go.
Glad that they figured that out.
Me too. How did they figure it out?
Who knows?
I
That's
know.
Just going to be like a big question.
I'm actually curious in if it has something to do with this backend update.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But whatever. It's going to be at the World Championship. So
yes,
they had to figure it out
they
somehow.
They had to do something.
So, yeah. Super excited for this.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Draft.
Don't
draft.
Care. Just happy it's here.
Also, I don't know if you saw this, but I posted on Twitter. I was doing my free Ikoria draft.
Oh, yeah.
And I got literally like two picks into pack two, and my phone died.
Oh,
and
no!
I did not get it back up until the end.
No.
Like, after it had all been drafted.
American tragedy.
I went 7-0. It was a black-white humans.
I knew it.
It's so good.
Black-white
that
humans
deck is absurd.
It's very good.
It's so busted.
I played against Seth Manfield the other day.
Oh, nice.
And he was like, hello. And I was like, oh, no. I wish that was an emote.
Oh, no.
And it's so funny because I've absolutely loved having these rotating draft formats in
they
place
were very
of Jumpstart.
Fun.
Because you just get a new one every week.
Yes.
And a free one. But I love them so much. I was playing them and I got into Diamond, and then that's where I met Seth. And then I realized that my my drafting ways, which are normally just really casual, just like kind of not concentrating, doing other things and building monstrosity decks, was not going to fly anymore.
No, no, not a thing.
Not a thing in Diamond. But I just want to say thank you to whoever's idea that was, because great idea.
It was a very good idea. It
definitely made fun. Lemonade out of lemons in that situation. Yeah. So there you go. That's all the new and exciting stuff coming in 2022. Oh
my God.
Whew. Yeah.
What an announcement time.
What announcement
time.
Yeah. So much stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of cool stuff to look forward to. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, we'll get through this pandemic finally.
Who knows?
Hey everybody, we're gonna say thank you to our other sponsor, Ultra Pro.
Yes, they were part of the announcement stream.
They were,
because they were showing off some cool new products that they're making with Ultra Pro.
Yeah,
including a very cute dice bag.
I don't know what this dice bag is. In my head I was calling it Fat Boy, because it was just like a green little lump, like a gelatinous lump that had I don't know, that you can put your dice in. And I think it was from Kamigawa that they were saying it was from. So I'm thinking that this, whatever this is, must be like the gremlins of Kamigawa.
Yes. Or they seem more more friendly.
More and friendly more than gremlins.
Loved by people of Kamigawa.
The gremlins kind of got into stuff.
Or maybe I'm just projecting.
Maybe I'm projecting that they're even friendly. Cute. I don't know. But it was a fat little dice bag, and it made me...
It's bright green.
Bright green.
So cute.
Very cute.
Like little, some kind of little like embroidery on its stomach.
Yeah.
Many legs.
Or I don't know what they were, little nodules.
Yeah, little nodules. I don't know what's going on, but it's super cute.
But that's coming in some way in Kamigawa. Yes. And it's so cool to have a sponsor that is at the forefront of all this new art and all this new stuff.
And making cool stuff. And I can't wait. Can you imagine that... The Kamigawa like neon art on playmats.
Yes, I can't imagine it, because I showed off one of them, Megan, and it was great.
Of course it was. Origami Raccoon better have him on playmat.
Oh man, I hope they make the Origami Raccoon into a plushie for you.
I hope so too.
Ultra Pro. Come on, help us out.
Ultra Pro.
Well, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. Wow. We covered
a lot of ground.
A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So much stuff. Really, really excited. Go vote in our poll on Twitter for what you're most excited for.
We want to know.
Very scientific.
Remember to let us know if you would prefer to be vamped or werewolf.
Yep, that is also critical. We need to know.
I forget what the other one was.
I don't remember anymore either. But yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Wow. Okay, so previews Midnight Hunt starting on the 2nd.
Yeah.
Woo! Everything's moving at the speed of light around here.
Yeah, man.
Remember to become a patron to sign up for our tournament for Gladiator on the 18th, if you want to play in that. You get access to our Discord. You get other cool rewards. That tournament's going to be dope, so I hope you come play in it.
It's going to be sick,
really
man.
Good time. Thank you again to Card Kingdom and Ultra Bro for being awesome sponsors.
And thank you so much to everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to you. And especially to Matthew, Jason and Max.
Yep.
And the other two Jasons listening and answering this call right now.
I know, Jasons, that we're going to talk about you next week.
Jasons.